This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for our daily tech and business report, and today we're joined by Bloomberg's Malathi Nayak. A woman is suing Google, saying the company's AI chatbot caused her 14-year-old son to commit suicide. Malathi, tell us, what is this woman saying? What are her claims?
So this mom from Florida is suing Google and also Character AI, which is the creator of the chatbot technology and offers this chatbot technology to users where one can sort of log on to this platform and create a chatbot that's inspired by real or fictional personalities and can have conversations and interactions. So this mom in Florida, her son, her 14-year-old, began interacting with this chatbot in 2023 and created a chatbot actually inspired by the Game of Thrones and, you know, was sort of enamored by it and was in a relationship with the chatbot. And he began to slowly withdraw from his friends, have issues in school. So his parents confiscated his phone. And while looking for the phone in February 2024, he happened to come across his stepdad's a pistol, which was stored in their home under, compliance with the law. And, he was so distraught that he, grabbed his phone and then also took this pistol and had a conversation where he exchanged a few words with this chatbot where they talked about him coming home and he took the gun to his head and shot himself. So the Florida mom claims that the chatbot, creator, Character AI, as well as Google, which had previously invested in the company and also entered into a cloud services agreement with the company. And most recently, last year, Google entered this very unusual deal where it didn't buy this startup that created the chatbot, Character AI. It didn't do an outright acquisition, but it licensed the technology that this chatbot startup has, and it also hired on some talent from the company, some of the engineers, and two of them specifically who were previously at Google, were rehired and joined Google again. So she claims that Google and Character AI are responsible for creating a harmful product, without adequate warning or filters in terms of harmful content, and putting it out there in the hands of young users whom she says are vulnerable and whose data she claims shouldn't be used to sort of enhance and build and sort of make these technologies better.
What is Google saying, and has Character AI taken steps to make sure this doesn't happen again?
So Google has maintained that, it's separate from Character AI because it didn't acquire the company. And also they say that, they have nothing to do with the product because they didn't build it in-house. Character AI also says, it has no ongoing relationship with Google. And in recent months, it has stepped up some safety measures in terms of introducing new features on its platform in terms of an age limit and things like that. So both of them deny the allegations and say that it's very hard to prove that the harm that was caused, the end or the teen's death was connected to interactions with technology.
Malathy, in our last 30 seconds or so, I wonder, are there any regulations in place regarding the safety of AI chatbots?
Sadly, there are no explicit sort of laws right now that target harms caused by chatbots or interactions with chatbots. But there are existing laws like product liability and other consumer laws that, you know, people could use, you know, those protections to bring lawsuits in court against these companies. But there's nothing that specifically looks at chatbots and especially how they harm young users who, you know, tend to get addicted to social media and other technologies driven by algorithms that kind of keep them hooked on.
An interesting and tragic story. Malathy, thank you. That's Bloomberg's Malathy Nayak. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.